getting sued. Hey, man, welcome back to another funky episode of the Pretty Train Podcast series. Joseph Ward, Patrick Irvin, and we telling all the sexy ladies to open that thing for me. Because we talking about sex again. Open that thing for me. Trying to show you how to use these skins. So we back. Shout out to the homie, Grip Bellamy, for stopping by last week, being our guest, telling us about his journey to becoming an entrepreneur Negro out here making money with G1 accessories and fashion and G1 lifestyle.
An entrepreneur Negro,
where he started from the bottom and was able to create a successful accessory business and doing some philanthropic things. And I already told him, hey, man, that word philanthropic. Oh, that's right. We mess with that. So whenever you're doing some philanthropic stuff, holler at the Freedom Train, because we down for helping the people. So there it is. Shout out to G1 Lifestyle.
I like when my girl is trying to feel my throbbing. That's what I like.
So Phil told somebody he had a throbbing.
Yeah, but that didn't go well for Phil.
He can feel in his throbbing.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when he told them that he had a throbbing, they did a colonoscopy on him, and that didn't go over so well.
So he ain't open. So he opened that thing.
For them. Wow.
Hold on, band. Dang, band. Hey, man, the band get excited. They just be playing. Hold up, dog.
We got a whole band now.
Yeah, okay. We got a whole band. Hey, the Junkyard Dogs. What's up, band? The Junkyard Dogs. Y'all better show the Junkyard Dogs some love, man. Yeah. Hey, Art. Hold up. Hey, man. So 2 weeks ago, we brought y'all, we came at y'all and we talked about safe sex. And we talked about safe sex from the perspective of us talking to men and using the safe sex products to keep themselves safe when engaging in sex with women. But we also told you that we're going to come back with a show where we talk to the women and giving advice and tips and things to the women on best practices for the use of these contraceptives and how to use products that are actually designed for women as well. So we are going to go down that journey, and you know how we go. So strap up your seatbelt. You know how we roll. If you got some condoms, gonna put them on. If you really don't know, then this is the wrong show for you, or maybe the right. Because guess what? You're going to learn something tonight. So I got my lube and I got my blaster. So baby, come down, because I might come faster with this information. All right. Here we go. So yeah, our products. What you got your products on your side? Cause I got a surprise. Cause the sex gods actually came and blessed me.
Well,
what you got?
I got a contraceptive gel and a contraceptive film.
Okay.
With an applicator. And beyond that, you know, I got my standard, my lube kits. You know, all of that stuff is like not, we went over it for the men, but it's not, you know, it's not, that's not male specific stuff. Females should have their beat down bag as well. Because females should have have male condoms in their beat down bag too.
Females, ladies should have, you should have your riding cowgirl bag, whatever y'all want to call them. Your soul snatcher bag. Your soul snatcher sack. There you go. That's what we call it for the ladies. Your soul snatcher sack, right?
Just called the snatch sack.
Hey, man. Because snatch, that's a double entendre.
Yeah.
Snatch. Yeah. So your snatch sack. See, look at you, boy. Look at you. So, ladies, items for your snatch sack. There you go. And the sack part, too. So, you know. So hold your stuff up. What you got?
Oh, so first thing we got in the snatch sack is, like I said, the same thing that fellas have in the beatdown bag, right? So you gotta have your lube, and I ain't gonna pull out all the lube. I'm gonna just pull out the turn on, right? Because this is my favorite lube right here. It lasts for a long time, and it feel good, and it maintain warm, and it lasts for a long time. It ain't like that Astro Glide and that other stuff that you gotta reapply. That stuff is good, unless you got some extra absorbent skin. And then, you know, I believe that girls should keep some male condoms in their beatdown bag as well. They favorite brand. They snatch sack, beatdown bag, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, we fuck with the our very first sponsor, Lifestyle, Grand Large Format, Large Grand Format, Ultra Sensitive. But if you want Trojan skins, whatever, have your favorite type of condom.
Shout out to Lifestyle, your Snapchat, our sponsors. Hey, man, if you really want to have a night that's wild, go ahead and use a real good Lifestyle, because it won't change your life. It'll enhance your night. Yeah, damn it, I'm good. Hey, man, y'all better pay us. Damn it, we good over here.
And just for the record, we are not officially sponsored by Lifestyle.
We're just saying that because Lifestyle going to be our sponsors. Y'all going to sponsor us, Lifestyle, because we out here making y'all look good, because I fuck with Lifestyle.
So, mm-hmm.
Literally,
and I fuck with the Lifestyle.
Hey man, that's their new slogan. I fucks with Lifestyle.
Literally.
Another double entendre for y'all. Y'all ain't ready for me, man. Y'all gotta be in next week to keep up with me.
So, outside of the lube and the male condoms, we in the Snapchat. We also need female condoms, which I don't have. But what I do have is two different types of spermicide contraceptives. Here we got the vaginal film, VCF, right? And then here we got VCF as well, but it's the gel. And it's already been open. So, because it's got an individual use applicator.
You've been having sex?
Nah, I ain't used. I just opened it right before the show for the show. I have been having sex. It's been, you know, a number of years because, like I said, I'm married. But
you think you tough?
I have had sex before. Okay. So, this is what the gel looks like outside of the package.
Put your hand behind it. Yeah, okay. That.
So right. The way this works, and we'll go over the film first, right? So the way the film works, first off, is you wash your motherfucking nasty ass hands, right? First.
Yeah, I got some wet naps for y'all.
So you want to wash your hands and then you want to dry your hands, all right? You want your hands to be good and dry before you pull the film out of the slot, all right? So this is the film. This is the contraceptive, all right? So what you want to do then is you want to fold it in half, right? You want to fold it in half so that it's small. You want to take your long finger, like so, and you want to insert it as far back into the vagina as possible.
The film.
Before, you want to try to get it as close to the cervix as possible without experiencing any discomfort. If you start to make yourself hurt, stop.
Okay, so I'm with you now. Because when you were saying film, I thought you were just talking about another kind of brand of lube. I didn't know you were talking about actual film.
No, it's actual film. So when it's totally unfolded, it looks like
that's
that.
How big it is.
Right.
Okay. That's contraceptive.
This is spermicide contraceptive. Yes.
Oh, it's the spermicide. Okay. Gotcha. That makes sense. I often say that ain't big enough, but okay, that makes sense. That is spermicide. Gotcha.
Yeah. So you wrap it around your finger and then you, I dropped it. I ain't nobody going to use this one.
I ain't use that one.
And then you push it all the way back as close to the cervix as you can get it on your index finger. And you stop when you feel discomfort. Now, the film, you got to insert it 15 minutes before you have sex. And it lasts for up to 3 hours. Or 3-hour window. One nut. This film can only stop one nut. If you send another nut in there,
okay,
you got problems. So after your one nut, you got to reapply another film to stop the next nut.
Okay, because my question was going to be, so I can Rambo her for 3 hours? Just
no, you can walk in and out of the building, but the moment you let a round off, but she got to put on some more armor.
But I got to be like your boy in Harlem Nights, just pow. Right one shot. So you got to do Revolutionary Civil War. Just
exactly. That's exactly what it is. You got an old musket. You got to reload that bit. Pow. Reload that bit.
Pow. Musket's film.
But you got to wait 15 minutes, but you get 3 hours of time
to use it. To use
right it. Now. After you finish having sex, don't rinse it out, right? If you don't have to dush at all, and we have another show about dushing. Those that feel like you need to cleanse yourself after putting this in, wait at least 6 hours because it's still stopping the sperm that's inside of you.
Right.
So wait 6 hours before you insert any cleaning solutions into your vagina
Say that again so people make sure that you not like so they don't interpret what you're saying. So say it again.
You gotta wait 6 hours from the time that you caught the nut before you can rinse yourself out. Otherwise, you run the risk of cleansing all of the spermicide out before it does the job of spermicide and all of the sperm.
Right.
Yeah. So that's with this one. Now, for those of y'all that's like, who the hell gonna wait 15 minutes before they have sex? Like, what the fuck? I'm trying to fuck.
That's called foreplay. That's when you do your foreplay. That's when you can. Foreplay. You can still eat the coochie while that's in there doing that. Because by the time you get through eating the coochie, it'll be ready.
It is called foreplay, or you can get one of these. So, this is the gel. Now, it comes in a white package like this. You open it up. This is what you get. So, you stick this in the butt. Imagine that you having sex with your girl prematurely. Put it in the butt. Hold up.
You stick it in the butt of the human or the butt of the actual app?
So this is the applicator, right, with the blue tip. You stick the plunger into the butt of the applicator, like so.
Gotcha. Okay, because I want to make sure that people don't leave here thinking you tell me to stick the applicator spermicide.
No. So then you take the blue top off, right?
Blue tops.
And the blue top is on there pretty good. But you take the blue top off. So it's on there. Bloop, it's off of there. Now. Inside of here, where's my camera at? That's the spermicide inside of there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that nobody can see that, but whatever. So you push this applicator inside the vagina all the way up until it feels. You want to push it back as far as you can without feeling discomfort, okay? So if you can get it all the way in there without feeling discomfort, do that. If you can't, then don't. But it's got these ridges on here. That might be a good place to start. Once you get it in there, you want to push.
I push it real good.
And you see that spermicide is coming out? You want to push. And you want to push it all out. All right? Now, this right here, this is good to go immediately. But it only lasts for 1 hour. And you still only get one shot. So after you go, when your buddy busts his nut, if y'all trying to go for round two, you got to pull out another applicator do the process over again, and you're ready to go right away. So that's how that works. And you got to push it all the way out. So I ain't got no...
push it all the way out.
No rappers. Push. So I'm going to just... I'm going to push it all the way out into the actual...
Push it
applicator.
Push it. Push it a whole lot.
And really, it ain't a whole lot in there, but it don't need to be a whole lot in there. The thing you want to be careful about with this, and this works, it's got a 90% rating when used effectively. It's 90% effective in preventing pregnancies, both the film and the gel. It does not prevent STDs. So if you want to stop an STD, you need a condom. Or you need some sort of barrier between you and the other person. Now, one thing, a lot of people use these in conjunction with condoms to increase the chance of not having a baby. That's fine. By themselves, they are 90% effective when used correctly, which is more effective than the pullout method. So for those of you that are using the pullout method, you can use this and still go raw, and you know, nine out of ten you won't have a baby.
Remember, so it's good for one shot.
So if you and your chick, y'all like to you know, go on murder
you spree. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own, you never let it either go. Now, you only get one shot, you might lose your chance to blow.
The last thing with these things is you can get them from Walmart and they not that expensive. You can order them off Amazon and it's going to take a minute for them to get in. But you can get them out of Walmart in the same case that they keep the KY jelly in and the Astroglide and the lube. And you can get it out of there right away. I haven't been to a Walmart yet that don't stock spermicide. And it's usually pretty cheap.
Or go to your local sex store.
Or you could go to your local sex store and get some fancy pantsy brands. But this is a chemical as well. So pay attention. If it starts to burn, stop using it. All right.
Are you telling people to pay attention to their bodies?
Yes. If you have any sort of issues or challenges, don't use it anymore. And for those of you that come with pre-existing conditions, like always, you might want to talk to your doctor before you start using it to begin with.
Please consult your primary care physician before introducing any new sexual products or objects into your vagina, anus, or mouth. Thank you.
But that's spermicide. And honestly, spermicide, in my opinion, is the greatest invention ever made for married people.
Better than eating coochie.
I think it's the greatest thing ever. Okay. Because you know, you can have all of the fun of a one night stand without any of the risk, because that's your wife.
Bang bang.
Or your
I shot husband. You down. Bang bang.
And for those people that don't want to take the birth control pills, can't remember to take them, or don't like the chemicals or the way it makes them feel, again, spermicide is easy. You use it when you need it. Boop, boop, boop.
And you only get one shot.
Only get one shot. But each box comes with a number of different films. So the film I got came with 9 for the film. That's a 3-hour joint.
I used that in 2 days. I used that in 2 days. 9? Only 9? I used that in the morning.
The gel one comes with 10 applicators.
So, I use that on a Tuesday.
Hey, so both of them, getting both of them, you got 19 shots if you pick up both of them. And I believe it was like maybe $15 to get both of them from Walmart. So $15 is money well spent to be able to go up in something raw and shoot the club up.
You've disrespected me one too many times, Buffalo Bill. Now I'm going to shoot you down. I'm going to take 10 paces. We're going to count.
Bill, you are clearly having a moment, my good brother.
And we're going to see who's the fastest man in the West. who's gonna draw and get this shot first? You only get one shot. Who's the fastest? My bad.
So what's crazy about that is you talking to Buffalo Bill about getting one shot.
I just pulled a name out. I don't know if that's the right motherfucker.
Is that a pause moment or not? I'm not young. I don't know how that works.
I don't. Why would it be?
Because you're talking to Buffalo Bill about only getting one shot, and we talking about busting nuts.
Well, you can use the Old West showdown parody for one shot.
So you having sex with Buffalo Bill? Are you and Buffalo Bill in the room together having a competition to see who nut first with two women?
Anywho, BJ Blast. Hey, Pat, I go left, but your ass go left and take another. Hey, man,
inquiring minds want to know, brother.
Shit, you done took it somewhere. I don't want to go no more. Damn it, I don't want to shoot nothing no more.
Ah, you only get one shot.
Bang, bang.
That's two shots.
Hey. All right, so Pat gave you the spermicide. So I'm gonna give you the other stuff, right? We got, this is a Max, it's a Kimono Max large flare condom. All right. Look at what the sex gods brought us.
Female condom.
The sex gods have blessed us. So we get the female condom. There you go. Come back with the flavored condom. The dental dam. Just going back through these, but from the woman's perspective. Different types of lubricants. The Fruit Loops, the Fruitopia. We got the cousin to the grand large format.
Lifestyle.
Now, Tom Mike got different types. Water-based. This is more of a water-based lube. More of a water base, more of a silicone base. Like I said, it's a grand difference between that. We even got this condom. It's a large strapped gold fit. I didn't know I had this. I just reached in my bag, in my snatch sack for the ladies, in my beatdown bag for the men. And then this is a strawberry tart flavored type of lubricant and stuff. So we talk about for you ladies. So like we said 2 weeks ago, lubricant is very, 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 very important. But also using the correct type of lubricant for you and the correct type of lubricant in the correct location. So something like this tart lubricant. Flavored lubricant is used more so for oral sex. So for the girl going down on the guy. So a woman performing oral sex on a man, she would use more of this flavored lubricant to make her experience a lot more pleasurable. So flavored lube may not be the best thing to put in the vagina. Flavored anything may not be the best thing to put in the vagina. Do not have sex with flavored condoms if you can help it. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I am the vaginal expert. I mean, you know, I do know my way around the vagina, ladies. But I'm not going to sit and try to act like I'm a vaginal expert on everything that could affect the pH balance of a woman. But I just know from my personal experiences and listening to other people's experiences, usually using the flavored products doesn't come out with the best long-term result for that pH balance or the total well-being of the vagina. So, as I stated earlier, if you're going to be using something like this tart flavored lubricant or any other type of flavored lubricant, even like this strawberry flavor, it's more so for the woman performing oral sex on the man to make her experience a lot more pleasurable. The same thing like with the BJ Blast. So the BJ Blast will be more of a mutual thing. So the woman getting the sensation of the pop rocks in her mouth with the flavor, because this strawberry flavor. The man is getting the sensation of the woman performing oral sex with the pop rocks going off on his wee-wee. And I can imagine that has to feel gloriously, especially if she knows what she's doing. Oh, my goodness. All right.
It don't feel that great, but
you know. You tried it.
Yeah, but maybe she just didn't know what she was doing. That was possible, too.
Man, don't be messing up my fantasy, Pat.
All right, bro.
Pat, you like that troll that lived under the bridge in Billy Goat Gruff, man. You don't want nobody to cross the damn bridge, Pat.
Goddamn right. I'm trying to prevent you. Trying to prevent you from having an experience you're going to regret, my brother.
Hey, but these things are designed to help enhance the experience. Like I say, if you just somebody who just don't mind the taste of straight up latex or whatever the lubricant that they have on the latex, if you don't mind that, then do your thing. Do your thing. Nobody's telling you that you have to use the flavored condoms. This is banana flavor. Nobody's saying you have to use that. Nobody's saying you have to use the BJ Blast and things like that. But I am saying you decrease your chances of contracting an STD orally by incorporating flavored condoms or condoms, period, into your oral sex routine. And I know a lot of people are like, man, I don't want to get here with no condom. Or ladies, I don't want to get here with no condom. Well, do you want a syphilis in your mouth? Do you want herpes in your mouth? You want somebody to shoot off a load of HPV in your mouth? I mean, you got to think. We're saying it like that because we can, and we want you to think about it. Think about catching a load of HPV in your mouth.
Or you can just not have sex with people that you don't know their status.
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. But
I know. I just couldn't resist.
But I appreciate you, though. I appreciate you because what you're doing, that's message. But incorporate more safe sex, more condoms and things. So here in Tallahassee right now, so we Thursday we have to go do a talk on one of the campuses. I'm not gonna say exactly which campus, because that'd be messy. But on one of the, it's like three campuses, so you don't know which one I'm talking about. But we got to go on one of the campuses and talk about an outbreak of chlamydia that's in the city. Ooh. Tallahassee has a chlamydia outbreak, which is on the heels of a syphilis outbreak, which is not really an outbreak because these things flare up. There's a rise in the number of new cases of gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis in this city around this time every year. It's football season. What you think people doing? First semester of school, a lot of people new in school, a lot of people back, and it's football season. People looking sexy, especially after coming off of COVID. People fucking.
They at football practice, Joseph.
All right, and after that, they going raw dog.
They going to the gym to work out.
But ladies, also remember, coating your mouth. Yeah, they going to the gym, all right. Coating your mouth with lubricant gives the mucosa lining in your mouth an extra lining of protection. Remember that. But coating your mouth with flavored lubricant gives you a better experience as far as having a lubricant in your mouth. I'm sure this flavored lube would taste a lot better than like this lube right here. And this is warming lubricant. It says warming. So if you're going to use warming lubricant, you need to understand where you're putting this. I wouldn't recommend putting this in your booty hole. I wouldn't recommend using warming lubricant for anal sex. It might not work the best. And I think this is more of a, this is water-based. And you can see, I'm going to put it, you can see where it says water-based. So this would go more so for the vagina anyway. Do I have some other lube? Maybe this Game Time. Yeah, this Game Time, because it's more of a cooling, probably could be more of anal. Especially if it's more silicone based. But lubricants are very, very, very helpful in making sex less painful, making sex more pleasurable, but also providing more protection to the mucosal lining. I know a lot of you ladies think, well, I don't need no lube, but I don't need nothing. I get wet. I got the ocean. I got a tsunami. I got a goddamn typhoon and all that stuff. I mean, hey, you human too, but everybody needs a little help. Everybody need a little help. Everybody need a little protection, right? Lube up your mouth, anus, and vagina. It'll be okay. But be careful where you're putting the lube. More water-based lube for the vagina, silicone-based lube for the anus. All right? So, but like I say, you know, flavored condoms, VJ Blast, all these different things here. Lubricants. Different types of condoms, right? So, ladies, this is where you... Oh, hold up. Before I get to the condoms, remember the dental dams. Remember, you got your flavored dental dams. If you don't know, if this is your first time tuning in, you don't know what a dental dam is. You've never seen a dental dam. So this, look at this. This is the diaphragm I'm showing you. You place the dental dam either over the anus to perform anal oral, over the vagina to perform oral sex. This is what it would look like. This is a latex sheet that's flavored. And this is strawberry flavored. It smells like strawberry. It smells like strawberry fruit roll up. But you'll place this.
That's the image.
Hey. Well, people know what fruit roll up tastes like. Now they're like, oh, I want to eat some ass. Use this. So use this. Put it over you. Like, you'll put it. I'm putting it to my face, but they would put it over the vagina or the anus. So you perform the oral sex. So, ladies, this is for the guy going down on you. So this, once again, ladies, this is your version of your flavored condom to be used on you to keep you safe from transmission. You're not, ladies, do not use a dental dam on a man. You're supposed to have, all right, remember, in your snatch sack, you're supposed to have flavored condoms, regular condoms, female condoms, dental dams, your BJ Blast, your lube, you got down your wet naps, all that shit. Some water, some dry napkins, all that. Different size condoms. You never know what size wee-wee you're messing with, especially if it's your first time. Everybody in the Magnum, man. Right? So having all that together. So I'm watching the show Big Mouth on Netflix. You watched that before, Big Mouth?
Mm-mm.
It's a raunchy cartoon. They talk about sex all the time. But this particular episode, the dad gave his daughter permission to have sex without consulting the mom, and they brought the girl's boyfriend along on the trip.
Mm.
And so, you know, they had sex and all these things here, and the mom was mad. And so the mom is talking to the daughter, and the mom is asking the daughter questions about sex, and the daughter is she's embarrassed and all those things. So the mom is like, well, baby, if you're embarrassed to talk about sex, then that means you ain't ready to have sex. But that's real.
Sounds like something I would say.
But that's real. If you can't talk about, with the person that you're having sex with, if you can't negotiate or even set your parameters, hey, I want you to use dental dam. Yeah, I know sex feels a hell of a lot better without it, but I want to use dental dams to make sure I keep myself safe. We got to reiterate this more and more and more, because I see this a lot in women. Women, you have to be vocal about your safety. You have to be vocal about your safety. I'm a Umar Johnson. You say it three times. You have to be vocal about your safety. If you can't talk to a man about sex, you shouldn't be having sex with that man. That's not the man for you to be having sex with. Fuck him. Not literally, but get rid of him. I should say that. Get rid of that dude. Don't. Don't be with the bullshit, ladies. Don't end up with something that you can't get rid of because you didn't want to wreck his flow or you didn't want to hurt his feelings. I get that. I get the question all the time. Women, how do I talk to a man, or how do I ask a man if he sleeps with other men? How do I ask a man if he has STDs? Just ask him.
Ask him. If he's a mature adult, it's not that big. Because I'm a co-sign that, because I know of personally more than a handful of women that have a STD, be it genital herpes or whatever the case might be, something that they're not going to get rid of,
right?
Because they didn't want to demand. that a guy wear a condom or and protect right. themselves.
Right, right. Because any dude come to you talking about, well, I don't use condoms. I can't use condoms. He's a fucking loser, and he's trying to fuck you. Like I tell women all the time, if a man refuses to get tested or the man refuses to use protection, assume he's trying to give you something and run real fast.
Like, it's not a bad assumption to make.
I mean, it's idiotic. I'm sorry. There's no other word to use. It's idiotic to allow somebody to just dictate to you what's going to happen to your body, because they need your permission. At the end of the day, that person needs your permission, especially ladies. He needs your permission, or she needs your permission to enter you. If you don't want it, you don't have to have it. It's okay to say no. It's okay to not even mess with that person. It's okay. Use your dental dams. Use your dental dams. Use your flavored condoms. So female condom, what does a female condom look like?
Look like a big ass male condom.
Exactly. Female condom like a big ass male condom, but the material is quite stronger. So you can look at it and kind of see, when you're holding it in your hand, you can feel the difference. It's thicker. It's way thicker than the male condom, but it's a lot more lubricated. I've never heard anybody really complain about these condoms. So when Pat was talking about with the spermicide, so this is another option that you can use in addition to the spermicide. So with the spermicide, you said 15 minutes. You need to put the spermicide in 15 minutes before you have sex.
For the film, the gel, you can put it in right away.
Okay. The film is 15 minutes. The gel is immediately. For both, you have a three-hour window?
For the film, you have 3 hours. The gel, you only have an hour.
Okay, so there's a range of a two and a half, three-hour window for between the gel and the spermicide. And then you need to leave both in for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now the female condom. All right. So the only reason you'll put the female condom in 10, 15 minutes before you have sex is you could put it on right before you have sex. But in 10 to 15 minutes, it's going to warm up to the woman's body temperature. So if she got that WAP, this going to feel like it ain't on. Right, that good warm WAP. If you got that good warm WAP, lady, you know who you are. You know who you are. If you got that good warm WAP, 10-15 minutes, put it in, and it's gonna warm up to your body temperature. When the man inserts himself, it's gonna feel like he has no condom on, like no condom is being used. And for the guys, you going raw without going raw, because you're not putting the condom on, and in your mind and in your whole routine, you're going raw, but you're not going raw, but it feel like you're going raw. So but a lady can also put this in up to 10 hours before she have sex as well. So a lot of prostitutes, a lot of people who know they about to go get it in, they put this in and go to the club or go wherever they go, meet somebody, go have a ball. All the guy has to do is line it up. If you miss this, something wrong with you. You shouldn't be having sex if you miss this big ass hole. You shouldn't be missing this hole. And no man's meat is bigger than this. If it is, that shit is fake.
Yeah, you don't need to be having sex with him. Hey, but so question: how many uses is that good for? Can you just spray
this one, just like any other condom, this one use. As soon as you spray it up, you got to take it out and use another. So have multiple female condoms in your beat down bag or your snatch sack.
So everybody know there's a theme here, right? A lot of the female, a lot of these contraceptives one use only, like
one
use. Condoms, female or male, spermicides, all one of that shit.
Use.
One use.
It one. Time.
So after you nut, you gotta reapply whatever you was using.
After the nut, baby. Hey, just find random parts of the conversation and just do ad libs like in the studio. Like after the nut, baby.
One time.
There you go. So this ring and this is called the cock ring. I didn't give it the name. Oh, my cock ring flip. My cock. So I didn't call it. I didn't name it. I'm just telling you what they call it. This is the cock ring. So when having anal sex, this condom was originally created for males. So when having anal sex, you will take the cock ring out, put the condom on the penis, insert it into the vagina, stronger, wider surface to protect. When having vaginal sex, the cock ring will go in, you put it in the middle, make sure you bring it all the way down. Let's say this hand is the vagina. You're going to squeeze the cock ring in half, insert it into the vagina, and as the guy inserts himself, make sure it's in there. As the guy inserts himself, it'll get in there and the shit latch to about the cervix area, and you got all this protection. It's stronger, it's way more lubed, and it's wider. You got all this protection going on. After he busts, twist it up, pull it out, throw it away. And you good to go. That's the female condom. Hey, Google it. Go to YouTube. I'm sure there are videos on YouTube showing women how to use the female condom. Do that. I just showed you. I just did a demonstration. I just showed you. But if you want to take it from a female, do that. Remember, you still got this game time and this pregame too. You still got the game time. Still got to warm that thing up. Ladies, I need you all to be a lot more vocal and a lot more adamant about what you want in the bedroom as far as foreplay and all those things that so I'm kind of confused because in the day and time where people not only eating coochie, they eating ass, and most men I know, including myself, like I need to eat that thing. I kind of like to eat that thing, but you still hear women talking about a lack of foreplay. So is it really a lack? I guess having a conversation with the person you're with. So you all's definition of foreplay can be lined up because, you know, a lot of dudes think, well, hell, if I'm down there eating that thing, sucking on them titties and possibly eating your ass and all this stuff, sucking on toes and licking booty cheeks and all this stuff here, isn't that foreplay? But if that's not foreplay for you, you need to vocalize that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of guys that'll be like me. Well, shit, I've been down there eating you. And I'm not saying these are things that women are telling me, but these are conversations I'm hearing. But dudes are like, if I'm down to eating that thing for 25, 45 minutes, that ain't foreplay? And you're like, well, no, you just eating me out. Well, we need to be on the same page. What is your idea of foreplay? Because if I don't know your idea of foreplay, I'm going to do what I think my idea of foreplay is. Conversation is very, very, very important. That's the best way to actually get the most out of using condoms and safe sex. Nobody would be assuming things. You won't find yourself in a situation with somebody who will take the condom off without your knowledge. You won't find yourself in a situation where the dude is using the Magnum when he's not big enough for the Magnum. Like this Max large flare. So this is large flare because it's designed for guys with bigger heads. The head of the penis is a lot bigger than the other people, so it'll flare. That's why it says large flare. So this area right here is flare. It's a, well, it don't look like it. It's like regular size condom, but it's designed to flare more so the head of the penis. So being able to read the packages and understand all those different things that come with the different condoms. But all in all, the question is, how does it work best with you and for you? Do you have any adverse effects? You know, dude, the person you having sex with, are they comfortable with? Are you guys having pleasurable sex? Are you guys having pleasurable, safe sex? And if the answer is no, stop what you're doing. Be adults, reevaluate y'all shit, and get on the same page so you can have pleasurable, safe sex and reduce your chances of STDs and or pregnancy. Any questions? Questions in the comments. Put your questions in the comment section. Look, we're answering all type of sex questions. Ask the sex main. Ask the sex main. If you got questions about safe sex and all these things, or good sex, any type of sex, I'm not going to sit here and act like, I ain't going to lie, we experts. I ain't going to lie, we good in bed. We good. We experts. We good.
I'm going to say, if you got a question, I got an answer.
I got your answer, baby.
I got an answer.
But straight up, ask the sex mains. Ask us We're not trying to say we know everything, but we know a good bit, and then what we don't know, we'll go find out. So ask us whatever you need to ask us. Joe@freedomtrainradio.com. Joe@freedomtrainradio.com.
I know everything that I know. So yeah, I am saying I know everything.
Yeah, I know everything I know too.
So you know
everything. And I know everybody I know.
Right. So you know everything and everybody. So I don't, what's the
everybody? Oh. Yeah. Hey, what song? I done forgot the song we started off with. What was our song?
Open that thing for me.
Yeah. Y'all thought we were gonna go close the show out with that. I said, open that thing for me. Trying to see what you got for me, girl. Open that thing for me. Trying to get inside of you. I said, open that thing for me, girl. Trying to see what you got for me. Say, open that thing for me, girl. Trying to get inside of you. I said, open that thing for me, girl. Trying to see what you got for me. Say, open that thing for me, girl. I'm trying to get inside. Man, I'm back on the carom button, chicken, brown, brown, chicken, brown, brown, chicken, brown, brown, chicken, brown, 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 girl, won't you let me get inside of you? I'm trying to tell you that I know what to do. Hey, bang, bang, that's the sound of my loving. I just want to get inside and turn on your oven. Give me that good love from the front or the back. I said that good love. Let me give it like that. But all I needed to do, now I say, open that thing for me, girl. Trying to get inside you. Say, open that thing for me. Trying to see what you got for me. Yeah. Hey, man, we're going platinum, though. Open that thing. Open that thing for me. Say, open that thing. Open that thing for me. Yeah. Hey, man, Freedom Train Podcast Series. So what you gonna say? What you about to say something?
Hey, 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 it's that album.
Freedom Train Podcast Series. Hey, ladies, open that thing. Fellas, I don't know what to tell y'all, but hey, www.freedomtrainradio.com. You can find our music on our website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. We got our new album coming out called Raw Dogs. Kings of the Kings coming out January 1st. So make sure you check it out. We're going to be on all digital platforms. Open that thing. We see y'all next week.